Okay, our next presentation is a joint presentation by three authors. Wojtek Krushin from the Astronomical Institute of the Slovak Academy of Sciences, Miloslav Strumfeller from Brno University of Technology, as well as Milan Minorovcek, who's going to sit in the anyway, they're going to be speaking on image processing.
Good afternoon to everybody. And, my friend for the talk. How to prepare a role for contact for the two people, and then I able to get them together and maybe more among the people and the role for. So thank you very much for this introduction talk, and now I would like to continue with our talk. We call this our talk like image processing, and we will try to show you how we can obtain a very good resolution from observation of the wildlife corona. But at the beginning, let me remind you of some milestones or very important things about the solar corona. As you know, this is a composite picture from Soho and from the observation of the wildlife corona in Euro 2002 in South Africa.
99.
But now the solar corona happened, a very interesting object of the sun, only after 1860 when it happened as a real object or part of the sun, because at that time it was supposed to be as a Fata Morgana or as atmosphere of the moon and so on. And the last 70 years, since 1860 to 1940, there was many battles, especially for the emission corona line, because in now the corona is minimum 3 or 4 units apart. So in the wildlife corona, emission corona, dust corona, and the other one, the temperature corona. So anyway, the research had before lunch very nice talk about the problem which we now solve at the moment in the solar corona, especially the corona heating and the expansion or mass loss of the corona, and I would like also to add as the creation of individual coronal structures, because creation of individual coronal structures are very complicated. I would also like to add that the corona has a very important research, because the corona is not only a part of the sun, but through the solar wind, the corona extends very far beyond the our Earth, and some particles from the corona are expelled to the high-speed solar wind, so it means that such particles influence Earth and life and biology and so on and so on. So I think that is at the moment the end for the intervention of the solar corona, but to get such picture we need to build minimum 3 conditions. The first one, that we must go or we must travel to somewhere to the solar eclipse and to observe in a very good conditions wildlife corona. And second one, that we need some human invention to prepare such very nice picture, because you know we have due to very deep gradient in the wildlife corona the problem to get in one picture the same density range to put in the one figure. So let us also to show or to remind you that at the moment we are able to observe the wildlife corona from the Soho mission, from the Soho space mission, But as you know, this white-light corona should be observed only beyond 2 solar light radii. So it means the eclipses are very important to get the information for the lower corona, because all the physical properties around our Earth in the solar wind, like speed and density and magnetic fields, are prepared in this lower corona, and this lower corona cannot be observed with satellites or at space missions. So seems to me that the observation of the solar corona, especially with high resolution, will continue also in the short future. And I stress that high resolution are very, very important, because from other observations we know that solar corona is not only very or highly dynamic object, but is also a very structural object where very large scale coronal structures, but going as shown the search could be maybe 1 arc second and so on and so on. So I think that at the moment we can combine together, for example, eclipse observation with the solar observations, and this very nice example how to get a very beautiful picture from the inner corona to outer corona. And it's enough to get, I should say, for about a telescope with a focal length of 1 meter with high resolution, and to compose both together, and you can find get such very nice figure. So I would remind you also that the problem why we cannot get in one frame the CCTV camera and digital camera is the problem that the brightness is very steep at the beginning of the solar surface, so maybe to 3 or 4 solar radii, that the range intensity changes for about 10,000 times over the solar in depth, for about 4. So if we want to get a high resolution picture and to get a good resolution from the inner corona to outer corona, we usually need to do something or during the observation or outdoor observation. Seems that at the moment the techniques with digitalization is so good that it's not necessary to go to solar eclipse to observe this white-light corona with radio detection, but it's enough to obtain several individual exposures at different time, and then you can find out to prepare a very nice picture. So the problem how to get the same density through the observation of the white light corona is a very old question. It was starting maybe in the 1960s when some rotating sector went near the focus of the camera. There was a problem with rotation, but the much better was radio reverberation for density filter, which was started maybe since 1970 and continuing to the present, and especially Serge Kuchner is a specialist, and as a nuclear filter to use this equipment to get a very good picture of the solar corona. The other possibilities to prepare or to focus the corona out of the solar disk. But the other possibility how to get how to extract some structures from individual frame is that we can use some dark room methods based on the positive and negative composition and unsharpen masking on subatomic effect, and then you can find some structures, especially for the large scale as for the small scale, much better. But the new method, especially for some computer and digital methods based on the combination of a serial protective photograph into a single computer image, seems to me, according or at the present, the best possibility to get too much information of the wildlife corona, especially because if you are traveling to the solar eclipse place or site to observe solar corona with a radio radio filter, it takes some problems to put together on the sun center line, neutral density filter, sun, moon, and so on, also you must have very good guiding of the telescope to keep immediately in the center. You know, there is a problem with shifting to one of the second sites. Also, there is a problem with rotating sector wind, and as we will see later, the last year of using the mask is much more better, and I recommend to you, to everybody, to use this method, and especially as a program which was developed by Miloš as a professor of mathematics at Bern University.
Thank you very much. For introduction, at the beginning I would like to say that I am a professional mathematician and I am for the first time in such a conference. But I have already spent about 5 years of developing a software for processing of images of solar eclipse. I would like to explain why. My first and the last total eclipse I have already seen was in 1999 in Hungary. It was perfectly clear sky there, and I was able to do very nice series of images with Maksutov-Cassegrain telescope of 1 meter lens. And as a mathematician, which is working at Brno University of Technology, and my specialization is image processing, so I start to create a program without any knowledge how it is done visually to process these images. And it was completely as an amateur work I done already, and I have never at the beginning thought about that it will be used for professional astronomers. But in the end, I started to collaborate with Vojto, Slovak Academy of Science, with Suchice Observatory, and from the hobby started very serious work. But the problem is that it is not my job, but only a really hobby, and I have not time for it. So I shall explain you what I have created during these 5 years. If you have a series of images taken with different exposure times, the first and really serious problem is image alignment. If this step is wrong, so the sharpness of images is completely lost. So the first step is very interesting from a mathematical point of view. Because I had no knowledge how to do it, so I realized that there are several possibilities, but some of them are bad. The first one, to use a moon for image alignment. But if you see that example of a relatively short eclipse in Hungary, and you see the position of the moon at the second contact and third contact, and you realize that if you use a moon for image alignment, the error will be unacceptable. So the image will be blurred. A little bit situation is with stars. If there are stars on the image, the movement of the stars is more than 12 times slower than the movement of the moon. But even if the movement is slow, you may see on this computer-made image that the error is not negligible. Maybe if the focal length is not very long, maybe half meter, so the error would be acceptable. But the problem is that in majority of eclipse images, especially with short exposure time, there are no stars. So these stars are can be used as a general method for image alignment. So the last possibility is to use a coronal structure. But you see typical image with long exposure. There are some coronal structures, but it is not easy or completely impossible to define one point in the corona and say this is the same structure in the series of the image. And how to do it? So I'm a mathematician, so I started to find some mathematical method how to do it. The method I'm using is based on Fourier transform and is called phase correlation. How it works? So let's denote the first image as A and we compute of it a Fourier transform. The Fourier transform is complex and therefore the image is not black and white and color. The brightness is expressing the magnitude and the color is expressing the phase. Now, this image we can do this transformation, we can do with the second image, the notified beam, again the transformation, and then we multiply the Fourier spectrum of the first image with the complex conjugate of the second image. You get such a nice colorful stripes. Now we can divide it by amplitude spectra to remove completely the amplitude, and you have only the phase. And now we make the reverse Fourier transform, and we obtain this beautiful small black point, white point in a completely black image. Maybe you do not consider that image to be beautiful. It is. Yes, but the image from my point of view beautiful is, because if you measure coordinate of this point, so the first coordinate is the shift of the first image to the second image in the first axis, and the second one in the second axis. So it seems to be right nice, but if you, I'm sorry, I'm returning to it, so, but the problem is not so easy. You need high precision, so we try to enlarge the point. This enlargement, I use several colors to enhance the image better, and now I use the three-dimensional viewing to enhance it more, and you see that the maximum, the peak, is not just a nice, at the beginning it looked at. So the explanation is easy. The first and the highest peak corresponds to the moon position, and the lower one, not exactly defined, is the fuzzy corona. The moon is a very well-defined object with sharp edge, and therefore the peak corresponding to the moon is much better defined and much greater than the corona. So what to do? The possibility is to remove completely the moon edge using unsharp masking. So that's an unsharp mask applied on the image, and the sharp edge of the moon is completely removed. And the problem is partially solved, but only partially, because the shift is not only the single problem. There may be a rotation and even the change of the size if you would like to compose images from taken with various instruments. So there may be a change in the size. So we must find another method how to measure the rotation. So let us suppose that these images are rotated. The first image is displayed in blue, the second in orange. So if you compose it, so you get this colorful image. And from the mathematical point of view, at the first look, the problem seems to be easy. If we transform the image to the polar coordinate system, the rotation is changed to shift. So the first method can be used, but the problem is we do not know the center of rotation. So therefore, we use another Fourier transform. So Fourier transform of the first image, Fourier transform of the second image. We use only amplitude spectra. It means that we do not use the angle. And if we compose these images together, we realize, and it can be proved mathematically very easy, that the angle of the rotation of the amplitude spectrum is the same as the angle of rotation of the images. But the advantage is, in that moment, we know the center of the rotation. It's the zero frequency. And the problem is easily solved by transforming the image to the coordinate, the polar coordinate system. And if you use on this axis, if you use logarithm scale, you can even measure the resize, it means the change of the size of the images. No. So in the end, it is possible to compose by this method all images together. I explained it that it looks very easy, but there are many, many problems, very stupid problems. You would fight a lot of time and spend a lot of time fighting with these problems. I would like to tell you something about a single problem which made me nearly mad. The problem was that the method sometimes works and sometimes doesn't work. And now I realized that if there are some dust particles lying on the covering glass of the scanner, these are high frequency information and well defined objects, even if they are practically invisible in the image. And the method finds the real alignment between these particles and not for corona. So it is necessary to find some filtration method which is able to filter out these dust particles, and then you must do the alignment. And many, many dozens of such problems. So now we have, let's say, 20, 40 images, and we would like to compose them. The most simple way is to sum these images. Now you may see the result. The result is very good in this part, because this part is lined completely in the corona, and this part of the corona is visible on all images of the surface. But the problem is that we have here the blurred part, which is blurred by Moore motion. So the composition method must be a little bit different, must be a little bit more complicated to overcome this problem. So the second problem I would like to speak about is image composition. I have used a method which is based on estimation of weights. So at the beginning, I put negative weight to the part which is belonging to the moon, because there is no information about corona. So this part is assigned by negative weight. This part is completely underexposed, and there are no useful information, so the weight is zero. If there were a completely overexposed part, there is no part on this image like this, but if it were such a part, so the weight will be zero too. But the correctly exposed part of the corona has weight one, and there may exist another values between one and zero. And I have a special program which is putting weights to all images of this series. I have very interesting image for you. This image comes through my program, and no zero weight was found in this image. This is very surprised that it is possible to take one image, one single image, on which the whole corona is completely correctly exposed. If you would like to show how it looks enhanced, the image you see in the left lower corner is really made only from one single shot taken on Fuji Superia N100 film. About a fortnight ago, I read in one magazine such a big red title written with capital letters, "Classical photography is dead." I completely disagree. I would like to see digital camera which would be able on one shot correct completely the complete solar corona up to 2 radii difference maybe, and prominences. And if you scan it on a color scanner, the prominences are red. So it means the film is able to manage this huge contrast. The problem is that the quality of the image is very poor, because on the overexposed part, there is a very low contrast. But there is some contrast that can be enhanced. But the improvement can be, of course, done only by composing more images. So, how the composition work, method works? Left, you see the sum of the images, and now that is the weighted method I use. So, I choose one leading image, and I tell this image will be the image of the moon edge. And then I use a special composition program which creates completely the look of the corona, and the look is correctly up to the edge of the moon. The third step is necessary only if the image is taken on color film or color digital camera. This step is very easy. It is necessary to separate brightness and color. So the original image is usually in so-called red-green-blue space. And it can be separated in three different images. The left one represents only brightness. The middle one represents only hue, the right one saturation, maybe the left two images correspond to color. And I do not need these images for processing the image on the corona. These images will be used again at the end of the processing only to put again the colors in the image. And now there is another problem. Transforming the image we obtain to the low dynamic range. I explain why. The contrast of the solar eclipse imagery is very, very high. Let's say up to 1 million. And we have, if the image is represented on 16 bit per pixels, so we have over 65,000 brightness levels. So it means enough to represent the image in high quality. But problem is that we need display which is able to display the contrast 1 to million. Of course, such a display doesn't exist. And if there were exist, it will be very dangerous to work with it, because it will be dangerous for our eyes. And so we must work with the displays which much lower contrast. For example, this display we are using here has contrast about 1 to 400 or 300. Yes. So we must make some transformation between these two images. There are seven solutions. The first one, this is very well known, is using the unsharp mask, which is radially blurred. Procedure itself is very simple, produces very nice eclipse images, but there are a lot of problems with this method, because from the mathematical point of view it is not correct, and I explain why. And to explain the method, it is necessary to explain the difference between human eye or human vision and camera. Camera, in the principle, is an equipment for measuring brightness. So it means every picture element represents brightness. But human vision is a differential analyzer. So we have no ability to measure the brightness. We have only the ability to compare the brightness of the point we are looking at with its neighborhood. But the problem is how to construct the neighborhood. It is not easy, and there exists a lot of mathematical theories about it, how to correctly construct the neighborhood. It is a very, very complicated problem. If the unsharp mask is used, created in Photoshop, so the neighborhood we are comparing the point with is this line. So this point is compared only with pixels, line or red line. So it means the procedure is very sensitive for structures which are radial and is completely blind to the perpendicular structure. It can be very well seen on Fourier spectrum, the amplitude spectrum, that structures in this direction are highly enhanced, but in this direction there is no enhancement with it. And which is even worse, the phase spectrum is non-zero, so from mathematical point of view it is possible that there is a shift between black and white parts. So if you have, for example, white stream there, so the procedure has ability to change it in a black one. So I try to create method which is from mathematical point of view correct, but it is not easy to do it. If you use, for example, such a neighborhood, as you see on this image or this, so it works correctly if you are very far from the sun, somewhere in the corona where there is very low contrast. But in the contrasting part, it doesn't work correctly. For example, if you like to process this image and use this neighborhood, it will be completely wrong. There is a moon here, bright prominences, and they will cause such a round effect or edge effect. We will completely disturb the image. In the end, I used a method which is called adaptive convolution, and the idea is that it is a convolution with a color, which is changing according to the properties of the image. To explain, the adaptation process is rather complicated because there must be several rather complicated criteria which must be used for construction of the camera. But I would like to show you the difference between the adaptive camera convolution and between the radial masking. So this is the classic and this is the new method. So the outlook of the corner is completely different. For example, see this loops here. These loops are completely invisible on the radial mask image. And this image is constructed so that the first image is displayed in blue, the second radial block is displayed in orange, and if it were identical, so in that moment the image will be gray. But because they are not identical, there are colors there. So all these structures which are blue or orange are invisible in the radial block mask image. So, now you may see a result of this procedure done on a black and white image. And now we need only the make to last step. The last step is returning the colors. So again, we have three components, brightness, hue, and saturation, and we are able to compose it in one color image. I have constructed the program. You see the program that's running. And you can change here the frequency characteristics of the features in the corona. So this is something like acoustic equalizer, you know very well from your equipment at home. And you can put the amplification of the spatial frequencies on the level you need. So everybody can create your own image with amplificated structures. You may create image which is very natural, looks like very near to the reality. You can highly exaggerated image like this. And now you have such a typical result of this program that Niche Token Angola Ice Observatory expedition in 2001. Now it will be very nice to have some check if it is correct. From mathematical point of view it is correct, but we need some physical check that the structures we see in the corona are correct. So I have created a composition of the image you have seen on the previous screen with a Soho image taken at 300 or 4 angstrom. So it is a little bit cooler gas than you see in the corona. And there is a very nice correspondence between the coronal structure and the structures on the Soho image. For example, I prefer to look at this place. I shall amplify it more. You see the excellent correspondence between some sort of maxi speaker. And this excellent correspondence, you may see that the quality of the image taken during the eclipse is nearly the same as the quality of the soft image taken in a far ultraviolet part of the spectrum. There is another image showing that not only the details but the white structures are visible on both these images. There is nice loop. Unfortunately, this data projector doesn't show correctly the brightest part. So in the original image, there is a beautiful loop visible here on the ultraviolet image and the visible light. And there is a possibility see these images on the internet. So several time ago I created this web page, and this web page is about the image processing. Nowadays there are results from Angola, Hungary, and from India. In the nearest time, I would like to put here a lot of other images for that. Yes, these are composite images, for example, from Soho, and Earth-based images taken during the eclipse. And now the last, but not the least step. And now I would like to show some overview of eclipses I was able, or I managed to process before the conference, because the program itself was finished from my point of view about fortnight ago. So the day is too short to process all data I had. Yes. So I shall show some images. So some on there, I think maybe is not very common. Here I have enough images to take to create an animation. So when I look at the nearly the full eclipse animation.
And using the color film on the main of the slide is much more better, because you can immediately recover the full material in the star corona, like prominence is, looks like red, and the white corona is looks like white
yeah.
color.
Another India 95. More detailed image. Again, the problem is that you do not see structures here because the data projector doesn't show it correctly. But in the images, it is
mostly right.
There is a that's the animation majority of you has on the CD.
You can see the different structures from the small scale to large scale, because corona is, as I said at the beginning, is very complicated in the structures. These are results of magnetic fields which are observed in the solar photosphere, chromosphere, directly at the physical India. These loops were later was observed the CMS.
That's
Angola.
That's Angola.
Providences. Very bright.
South Africa. That's a very nice animation. This is a good example that it is possible to compose completely different set of images. The first one is a fantastic series of images taken by Fridhelm Horst, but these images show only the very narrow part of the solar corona, and the second images are from Wojtek Rushin, and here you may see the animation.
Some clouds, maybe the party remember from this not good weather condition. So here are our web
pages. You web can find pages. More information about it. At any moment, I would like to tell you something about the so-called MMG project I have started. So I have invested in the creation of the software a lot of work, so it's really easy to be let it only in my computer. So my idea is that I near in the near future and make for anybody of you available the program which is able to set exactly the spatial frequencies in the images. The problem is that the program needs a very complicated data set. About 200-300 megabytes of that data is necessary to run the program. So now we are working on some compressing procedure which will be able to decrease the size of the files about to 5 megabyte or 10 megabyte. And on this web page there will be images from all available eclipses I will be able to process, and anybody of you will be able to change the frequency characteristic and create your own image.
And to the end, we would like to thank you with these three slides from Slovakia Girls. We are going to the left side of this division and to the stomach side. That's all.
Just for clarification, the first couple of steps in your processing, is that done diagrammatically, or are you doing that on just one color plane?
Yeah, the question is, this very good question is, how much automatic is the process? So the image alignment is nearly automatic, but sometimes there are problems like these dust particles, or another terrible problem are scanners. For example, I have tried several scanners, and only with Nikon CoolScan 4000 it works. Because the another scanner produces stripes in images, and the correlation method, which is estimating the rotation, is completely misleading if you use another scanner which is producing stripes in the images. So if you have a good scanner, so the image alignment is completely automatic.
I'm sorry, the question wasn't automatic, it was panchromatic. Are you doing the alignment in one color plane, or are you using the information?
Yes, so the question was, if it is the first step is done in color. The image alignment is done completely in color. Then the colors are separated. All other steps are done only with brightness. And the last step is putting the colors back to the image.
So how do you do the Fourier transform with information on the three color planes simultaneously?
Yes. It is done for every of these red, green, blue images separately. And there is, in the end, it is the weighted sum, because the green color is always the best. So I use maybe the half of the weighted, the green color, and the rest is the blue and red one. About the automation, the second step, it is the image composing is not automatic, and unfortunately I have to write completely new source code for every sequence of images, because it is not possible to create an automatic program. I have no idea how to do it completely automatically.
How well does your software cope with noisy pictures? For example, I have lots of nice photographs from the 83 eclipse, pretty long time ago, but they are all very grainy, lots of grainy films.
Yes, from the point of image alignment, it is not a big problem. The procedure itself works correctly, even if the images are very noisy. Old black and white films, high speed black and white films, no problem. The second step, the image composing, is a little bit more complicated because there is necessary photometric calibration of the image. And there, if there is a noise, so the photometric calibration is not so precise, and there may be some errors visible in the image. Other steps, especially the increasing the sharpness, it means the increasing the contrast on high frequencies. There is no problem. The only problem is if the image is too noisy, it is not possible to increase the contrast too much. Yeah. So something like in acoustics, if you have an old tape, you are not able to increase the high frequencies very much, because the noise will be in this example you remember, in this file, in this example you remember.
In these beautiful results, you showed us at one point after the unsharp masking, the blinking between the two different ways of creating it. Are there some tests you can make to see whether any of the detail you see are artifacts?
Yes. In the principle, from the mathematical point of view, the method is correct because all these candles have zero phase spectrum from the point of view of Fourier transform. So the procedure has no ability to change something which is black to white and vice versa. The only problem is if there are some artifacts caused by technical means, so I am not able to distinguish what is caused by the maybe reflection in the optical system and what in the reality. So the image processing, from that point of view, represents no problem. But the serious problem is that the amplification is very high. For example, the image from the 2001 from Angola, the amplification of the smallest detail was about 50 times. So if you amplify so the high frequencies, you will see everything, maybe some defects on films, even CCD chips are worse than films because every film is, from statistical point of view, completely independent image. But if you have only one CCD chip and you have 15 images, the images are independent only from point of view of additive noise. But the chip is the same, and the sensitivity of the sensors is not identical. So in that moment, you have another type of noise, and it can't be removed by image summing, yes, but statistical effort. So from the image processing, there are no artifacts, but they may be artifacts caused by optical systems, artifacts caused by sensors, and if there are films, of course, artifacts on film.
So it's not possible, for example, for the very bright helmet streamers compared with the dark interstreamer regions to cause some...
They are correct from that point of view that, as I explained, the human vision is differential analyzer. So he is comparing the point with his neighborhood. And this is correct. But the problem is, if the neighborhood you are correcting is correctly created. Yes, and this is the point, or it is the way we are developing the software more. But now the adaptation, so as an example how it works, the adaptation process has 12 steps. So you have you have computed 12 criteria to create the kernel. Yeah, so it's a very, very slow process, and the processing of one image, typical computing size, or nowadays computers, is 1 day. Yeah, 1 day of computing, real computing time you need to create the adaptive kernel technology.
Radio Hungary does support any pre-compression of the image. But what I mean is they work with raw image. But if you have some JPEG storage, do you have some success to...
Yes, the problem is that the image must be stored for the program in a completely different way than not in pixels. And nowadays, the procedure I use is very fast, but highly ineffective from the point of view of the computer memory. I haven't made any attempt to make this procedure more effective from the point of view of memory. So we are now working on the problem very hardly to make the storing procedure more effective. So there will be no loss in data, so it will be much less compression. Yes, and the image will be maybe 20 times smaller than nowadays.
My question is, if you process images which have been stored?
Yes, the images must be stored without any lossless compression, because, for example, you have digital camera and you using JPEG format or something like this, there are too many artifacts, and I would visualize by this procedure these artifacts and low coronal structure. And problem is that the mathematical procedure is not able to distinguish what is the artifact caused by the compression, what is the reality. So it is not. I can't say that it is impossible to process these images, but you need hundreds of such images to sum in order to decrease the influence on the resource compression. It is known, for example, for using these web cameras, for example, for planet imaging, that you take series of 5,000 images, you find the best 1,000 to choose from them, then use the, some method for alignment of these images. In that moment, the losing compression of the JPEG format is not a big problem, because by summing such a huge number of images, these artifacts are highly increased, so there's a big problem. But if you would like to use it for Eclipse photography, it is very dangerous to use this type of compression.
Could you use this technique to bring out faint structures in regular astronomical photographs as well?
I have tried for comets. The problem is nearly the same. There is no problem usually with the edge effect, so this program without nearly any modification can be used for comets. I have no suitable data for testing it. I am such a poor amateur astronomer. Yes. I have such a homemade equipment.
Very big enthusiasm.
No equipment and high enthusiasm. So I have a lot of comet images, but hang about, etc. But these are pure, poor amateur images. Yes. I haven't tested it on high quality images, but I think it must work. The problem is nearly the same as the problem as with solar.
Okay, last question will be for Glenn.
Oh, thank you. Related to what Jay was asking about, really in the end product of the photometric efficacy of the final image, I think the process looks very good. I think the tall pole might be in a linearity transfer going from film to a scanner and actually calibrate the photometric transfer.
Yes.
So I think this would be very germane for a CCD data reason, standard for linearity.
Yes.
You do that actually taking the images by offset pointing by dithering, you get nice linearly.
Yes, for the shortness of the time, I was not able to show the program in the whole complexity, but the program itself is able to create brightness, isolines, etc. And from that point of view, I see it very useful to take parallel images with CCD camera and with classical film. Because classical negative film is excellent for these structures, but there are big problems with calibration, photometric calibration. No, I have only idea for the future that I would like to do something like that, but I haven't tried to make the photometric calibration of these images. The only calibration which is done, it is necessary to calibrate the overlapping parts of the images, the correctly exposed overlapping parts of the images, so that I would be able to use the control numbers that I was showing.
Thank you very much. Half of our afternoon session, and now I think Patrick has a few words.
We're going to have a break at the moment, and we will be back in 20 minutes. The end is near, so we're going to start with full contact at 3:30. All right, see you later.